Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 27, 1804. Day 137 of the expedition. Camped at the mouth of the Teton River. The expedition has been camped at the mouth of the Teton River for 2 days, and today they proceeded on only 4.5 miles. The campsite was in present-day Stanley County, South Dakota, about 4 miles north of Pier and 2 miles south of the present Waihee Dam. We are now going to review the events of the 25th, as this was their first troublesome encounter with the Tetons. Captain Clark writes,
"A fair morning, all well. Raised a flagstaff and made an awning for shade on a sandbar in the mouth of the Teton River for the purpose of speaking with the Indians. The boat crew on board at 70 yards distance from the bar. The 5 Indians which we met last night continue. About 11 o'clock, the first and second chiefs came. We gave them some of our provisions to eat. They gave us great quantities of meat and some spoiled. We feel much at a loss for the want of an interpreter. The ones we have can speak little. Captain Lewis proceeded to give a speech which we curtailed for the want of a good interpreter. After smoking, we gave medals to the chiefs. Invited those chiefs on board to show them our boat and such curiosities as was strange to them. We gave them 1/4 glass of whiskey, which they appeared to be fond of, sucked the bottle after it was out, and soon began to be troublesome, one of the chiefs assuming drunkenness as a cloak for his rascally intentions. I went on shore with a view of reconciling those men to us. As soon as I landed the pirogue, 3 other young men seized the cable of the pirogue. The chief's soldiers hugged the mast, and the chief was very insolent, both in words and gestures, and declaring that I should not go on, stating he had not received enough presents. His gestures were of such a personal nature that I was compelled to draw my sword. At this motion, Captain Lewis ordered all under arms in the boat. The grand chief took hold of the rope and ordered the young warriors away. I felt myself warm and spoke in very positive terms. Captain William Clark, September 25, 1804.
Tomorrow, more demands from the Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.